Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Time to sit down now with the coach. Coach Belichick joins me. And, Coach, congratulations on another division win. Things didn't go the way I think you wanted them to go in the first half. You sat here about a week ago and you said, I didn't have any magic buttons to push as to what the woes were in the third or fourth quarter. But what did you see? What changed from half to half?
Well, I think we just did things better. There wasn't really a big change in strategy or game planning or anything like that at the half. We just really tried to continue to run the ball offensively. That opened up some play-action passes. We were able to get some stops on third down and turn the ball back over. You know, obviously the strip sack was a big play. The block field goal was a big play. And we had a couple long touchdown drives in the second half, which were just a sequence of good, solid plays. So, as usual, good football prevails.
All right, I think we look at number 95, Chandler Jones. You see Ninkovich on the other side, number 50. Fans know those guys. You know the middle linebackers. You see Hightower. You see Spikes. Volano and Chris Jones. Joe Volano and Chris Jones. I've talked to you this before, even with the radio interview. Their roles and how they became role players into what their roles are now with the football team. How important are they to your defense?
Well, their roles have ended up becoming big ones. I mean, their starters have been out there pretty much every play because of some injury situations we had with other guys. But, they've done a good job. Chris, of course, came to us in, the second week of the season. And I don't think he was active the first week, just played a little bit in the third week. But then, he's been playing quite a bit since then. And, Joe was kind of in the rotation there with Vince and Tommy Kelly. And then, after Vince got hurt and then Tommy in a Cincinnati game, then Joe's, kind of moved into that spot as well. So, those guys have played a lot of good football for us the past few weeks. And they certainly got a long way to go, but they've more than held their own, and they've made a lot of positive plays to help us win.
All right, you've helped them out a little bit, too. You make a trade for Isaac Sopawaga. I think I said that correctly. just call him the S-man. What did you see in him maybe back to practicing against him this summer?
Yeah, well, he had a real good good start to his career in San Francisco. Big guy that runs well, strong, very powerful, obviously experienced, and we did work against him in Philadelphia, but with Vince out and, not having really a true nose tackle on our team like that, big guy, 300-plus pounder that can really anchor in the middle of the formation, we felt like that, Isaac could do that, and he's done that, for two organizations, both at Philadelphia and at San Francisco. He's an experienced player, and we felt that he'd be able to come in and, pick things up and hopefully give us some plays in there.
All right, Coach, great stuff. Coach will rejoin me later in the show as we talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers, but more of All Access right after this.